Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Satchel Paige. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Vernon reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Hoderlin now playing second base. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive towards short. Runnels catches it and tags out Groth for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Stevens trying to get to home. Busby throws the ball into Fitzgerald, who tags Stevens, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Moss moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoderlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Hoderlin goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Kai Thomas pinch hits for Johnny Schmitz. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sonny Dixon now pitching. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 2, Browns, 2. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2. Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Turley now pitching. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoderlin hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Turley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 3, Browns, 3. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cohn is walked intentionally. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Cohn moves to second. It's 4-3, Senators. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoderlin hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lenhart strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Les Moss. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Bob Turley. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.